never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, good to have you with us as we kick off hour number two on a feel-good football Friday. Last one of the year, baby, because the last football game of the year is coming up on Sunday night from New Orleans. Joining us right now from Sumer Sports, sumersports.com. They do an excellent job. We had Lindsey Rhodes on Wednesday. We had Sean Syed on yesterday. And we go back to the Sumer Sports well again today with another one of their great analysts. Sam Bruckhouse joins us from New Orleans. You can follow him at Bruckhouse Sports on Twitter or X or what have you. And Sam is great. And he's, again, kind enough to join us for a few minutes here from the Super Bowl. Sam, it's Chris Russell back here in D.C. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I'm from South Louisiana, and the energy in New Orleans is something like I've never seen before. The parties are popping off.
Yeah.
The city's starting to fill up with green and red, and there's a lot of excitement down
here. Well, you played at Tulane, correct?
That is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, and you've been down there all week and so on and so forth. I was mentioning in the first segment, and it's not because of a lack of desire from anybody like human that wants to go to the New Orleans and go to the Super Bowl, but this might very well be, am I wrong, the last Super Bowl in New Orleans for a long time because of, I guess I was reading, I didn't realize it was this scarce, the hotel rooms in an older, cramped, more congested city is really a problem when it comes to Super Bowl week to accommodate everybody.
It's very interesting. You know, actually, when I was a sophomore, I worked for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, which helps to put on, you know, the committee who bids for the,
sure,
the Super Bowl and then takes it in. And it's an interesting push and pull because, on the one hand, it's absolutely the perfect city to host a Super Bowl because the dome's right in the middle,
yep,
all the hotels are right around, it's very easily walkable. But at the same time, it's a very small city. You know, this is one of the smallest cities to have not one but two professional sports teams. So that it does come with those challenges. But I will say, once you get that hotel room and get that ticket, there's no better place to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have the entirety of the culture laid out for you, and it's a beautiful place to be at. Now, look, I'm probably the most biased person you're going to talk to today, but I definitely think it's going to be great. I think probably there's just going to be some discussions with the NFL, the government of Louisiana, and probably the city as well, and they'll figure it out. I'm sure they will come back to New Orleans many times in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I would hate to lose that from the calendar. I'm so bitterly envious and jealous of all of you guys down there, and I have to drop that in. I need a beignet like I need a hole in the head, but I need a beignet more than I need a hole in the head, if you get my point. Sam Bruckhouse, Sumer Sports, joining us from New Orleans. All right, so before we get to the actual game, did you have a major issue with Josh Allen winning MVP, Sam? Because I did not. I've been saying that for weeks on end. I have all the respect in the world for Lamar Jackson. People think I hate Lamar Jackson. That couldn't be further from the truth. But to me, I look at value as different than best statistical year. What was your spin on that?
I 100% agree. I not only am not upset by it, I'm actively encouraging it.
Mm.
I think this was a year where there were truly two top quarterbacks. One had the statistical profile, but he had the better team. Zay Flowers was excellent in our AI route running metrics. The offensive line became a strength from it was a weakness early on in the year, and he was supplemented by probably the best running back of this year, if not one of the best running backs in history in Derrick Henry. I don't think Josh Allen had any of those resources and was still able to put up a similar comparable season in terms of the analytics and the production and the winning. And thus, I think he probably was the most valuable player whilst Lamar Jackson was probably the top player in terms of production.
Sam Brockhouse, Sumer Sports, with us from New Orleans. Excellent breakdown there. I wish there was anything else really controversial that maybe I'm kind of forgetting about something, but that was, I guess, the most controversial, so I'm glad we're on the same page. Not that we couldn't get along if we were on different pages, but you get the point. It's always good to agree on matters of such importance. All right, so let's get to the actual game on Sunday. I'm curious from your perspective. Jalen Hurts obviously has athleticism, obviously has mobility. Steve Spagnuolo likes to blitz. Mm-hmm. You're going to play more man behind the blitz. Jalen seems to be pretty good against man coverage. His play extension, all that. What is the key chess piece in that component of the game? Is it as simple as Jalen just running away from the pressure, or is it something else?
You know, I'm sitting next to Sean Syed right now, and he's putting together a piece that you'll be able to find on SoomerSports.com shortly. We were talking, getting our bags together, ready to head out, and we think the zone blitz may be something to watch. But moreover, the matchup between Chris Jones is going to be interesting because we kind of disagree on who the matchup is going to be. We've seen him line up on Deion Dawkins last week, the best lineman on the Bills team.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, an attack probability on Mekhi Becton, the guard that has performed very well, but is definitely the weakness of that team. Chris Jones typically kind of stalks the line. And it's going to be interesting to me to see if they just set them up one-on-one and Chris Jones is providing problems up the middle with a little bit of zone coverage back behind mixed in, or if they're going to blitz multiple people at Mekhi Becton and just try to occupy Lane Johnson or Jordan Mailata with Chris Jones. So it's going to be very interesting to watch, but that's definitely what I'll see. If you start seeing zone coverage mixed in substantially more than man coverage for the Chiefs, I think they may have the upper hand on Hurts.
Yeah, that, I mean, to me, and we had Sean on yesterday, we were talking about, Hurts versus man coverage and A.J. Brown and so on and so forth and how they were going to play, and that's why I wanted to get your perspective on that. Another thing that I was kind of thinking of, and you mentioned Chris Jones and where he might line up, and I don't know exactly where they're at health-wise, but in the NFC Championship game, Cam Jurgens was banged up, although he did ultimately wind up playing. They had Landon Dickerson, could barely move, right? I know they've had some time here, obviously, but you don't know, even if they start and they look okay at the beginning, if they get banged up as the game goes along, and that could be a huge advantage for Spags and Kansas City, and it could also change the game plan as the attack plan kind of morphs and changes as you go through the game a little bit if those guys, one of them, both of them are banged up.
Yeah, definitely. And you think of the great defensive game plans in Super Bowls. The one that comes to mind is the Rams versus the Patriots years ago that my New Orleans Saints should have been in and probably would have won. maybe that's just wishful thinking.
Just little bit of home cooking there.
Hey,
but
man, look, I'm in New Orleans, and every once in a while I just get like a little flashback of being in the building.
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, we all know, like, there's screw jobs, right? And everybody thinks, like, anybody who takes on the Chiefs gets screwed. And maybe that's true. But then there's screw jobs. And that was, like, the Montreal screw job, if you're a wrestling fan, right?
Oh, man, I'm a big wrestling
fan. So you know the reference, right, between Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, and Vince McMahon. That was, like, the Montreal screw job times 100.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was there. I don't think I've ever been so mortified in my life. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And like, to this day, Maybe the only more shocking thing was actually the Luka trade this weekend. But it was still the most shocking thing that I've ever seen. I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought I was in a dream. And so, yeah, I mean, like, now I'm back in New Orleans. It's all coming back to me, Chris.
It's all coming back to me. Sam Bruckhouse with us at Bruckhouse Sports on Twitter. Great follow if you're not already doing so. Sumer Sports, sumersports.com. They do tremendous work between the podcast, the analytics, statistics, just the data. Just awesome organization, and we can't thank them enough for helping us out throughout the week. All right, so let me move away from that particular part of the matchup. Now, let me ask you something that, and I don't know what the right way to phrase this is, so you're just going to have to help me out here, Sam, and work with me. Kelce seemed like, okay, he was kind of just not the same all year. And then, you know, had a pretty good Christmas Day game against Pittsburgh, was pretty darn good against Houston in the divisional round, and then really didn't do much against Buffalo, was missing Tyler Rapp in the AFC Championship game. But he's Kelce, and he has that history, that big game, and you know Patty is going to target him, and you know. But then I start thinking, I said, you know, this Eagles defense between Zach Bond, zone defense, Reed Blankenship, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he might not be the factor that he has been in so many of these playoff games. How do you see that element, that specific part of the game working out?
It's very interesting because the game that he had against the Houston Texans was a game where I would have figured the game plan for the Texans would have been focused around him, and it probably was, and he was just able to continuously get open. And that's kind of his MO. Zach Bond is the best coverage linebacker this year in our AI metrics, and that's the reason why he was an all-pro. I think that's an excellent matchup, and we've been pulling up plays all week of him being able to cover yards and yards of ground over the middle. I think that will probably limit Kelce to a certain degree, but on the other side, they have a backup linebacker, Oren Burks, and the same way we were talking about Chris Jones, just prowling around and finding a matchup, that's exactly what they allow Kelce to do on the flip side as well. But here's what I'll note. I was talking to Jack Easterby, the former general manager of the Houston Texans, our president, former general manager, Thomas Dimitroff, had come in, and he was informing us of Coach Belichick's strategy, and he would show the players that the role players are always the ones who end up making the big plays. And how many times have we seen that in a game? Last year, Juwan Jennings almost won the game for the 49ers. And so I'd be looking at some of those role guys, maybe a guy like Noah Gray, maybe one of those running backs like Samaje Perine or Kareem Hunt, to make a play or two in the passing game against that stout zone defense that the Eagles like to run. And I think that would actually end up being the difference in the game, is how the role players come together for the Chiefs and the Eagles.
No, that's more than fair. And Burke, you know, is a guy you probably, again, can pick on. Maybe you pick on a little bit Blankenship, although he's feisty. And who knows? I mean, Darius Slay is a guy who can either, you know, big play Slay, or he can, you know, be picked on a little bit. So we'll have to see how Andy Reid and Kansas City attack that. The last time Kansas City lost in the Super Bowl was against Tampa, and Todd Bowles and the Blitz and Lenny Fournette, who we're going to have on the show in about 20 minutes or so. So clearly, I mean, running the ball seems to, you know, of course, be a factor anytime that you can. But what else has to be done, in your opinion, from a Philadelphia perspective? Is it just Saquon busting one, or is it something else offensively that you can say, okay, if Philadelphia can do this, then they can handle this Kansas City aggressive blitzing attack and some of the stuff we talked about earlier?
Look, I think the game script, if Philadelphia wants to win, is explosive plays early. And, of course, you mentioned Saquon. That's going to come from him running behind the guys like Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata. But I definitely want to hone in on A.J. Brown, because the games in which Jalen Hurts has been successful this year, A.J. Brown has been very, very involved. In fact, that was one of the key plays, was him beating Marshawn Lattimore against the Washington Commanders. If he's starting to get involved for big plays early, explosive plays early, I think that's the script that they want to use. Quick stat for you. The Eagles are very, very high up in EPA per play, expected points added per play, just putting yards in context and trying to show how meaningful every play is. That includes explosive plays. You look at the stat success rate, and they're just simply not as good. And that means on a play-by-play basis, they're not necessarily keeping, you know, the chains moving and the buses on time. And so I think they're going to have to really rely on the explosive plays against the attacking Chiefs defense in order to get ahead early in this game. And if it ends up being that grinded out, you know, every possession, every play matters, I think that kind of lends itself more to the Chiefs' favor.
That's such a good point, because as I'm thinking about the three Commanders-Eagles games this year that I was at, including the conference championship game, right? Like, the Commanders did, you know, for the most part, a pretty decent job, like controlling A.J. Brown, controlling Saquon Barkley. But where they didn't was those big play explosives that changed the dynamic of everything. And I could think of, obviously, Saquon with a couple of long touchdown runs, one to start the NFC Championship, one in Landover, and then a couple in that Thursday night game late in the fourth quarter to kind of bust things open. But A.J., to your point, fourth and five against Lattimore up the far sideline, I guess that was the Washington side, sideline on just a go route and a perfect throw by Jalen Hurts. So if they don't have, like, everybody thinks, oh, well, Philadelphia's got to be in third and three. Yes, ideally you'd like to be in third and three, Sam, you know that, but they're so explosive and they're so capable of being dynamic that they can suck on first and second down, but if they hit the big one, that's all that really matters.
Definitely. I think explosive plays has to be something that comes along for them. And, you know, that comes with scheme a lot of times. And I think the ability to get the matchups that they want across the front is very key, given that they probably do have the more powerful offensive line as compared to the Chiefs' defensive line. And I think the ability to get A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith sprung loose is also very key in terms of matchups as well.
Yeah, and Devontae Smith was one that your colleague Lindsay Rhodes had focused on with us when she was on with us on Sunday. So if I told you, one last one and then we'll let you go, and I appreciate you making some time for us. If I told you,
my pleasure, man.
The team with the best or the better head coach, I don't think there's really any debate in Andy Reid, even though Sirianni is not the village idiot that people think he is. The better head coach, the better quarterback, again, no disrespect to Jalen Hurts, and the better place kicker, which I think is pretty clear in this game. But I told you that team was going to lose. How surprised would you be? Because I'm going with the Eagles. I don't know where you're leaning, but I'm going with the Eagles to win this game. And yet all three of those factors, I look and I say, well, the Chiefs have the advantage.
Well, look, here's what I'll say. You kind of outlined my own argument of why I'm going for the Chiefs. Mm. I think that the Eagles certainly have the better roster. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They have more talent at the running back positions, at the tackle positions, on the defensive side of the ball with some great young players like Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. But, you know, I've been in the draft world for the last couple weeks. We've been going to the Shrine and Senior Bowl, and positional value is always something that is spinning in your head in the draft world. And when it comes down to it, I think at the positions that matter, including the head coach position as well, the Chiefs are just better. The quarterback position, someone you would want to draft early, obviously, in the draft, Patrick Mahomes is better. You look at the interior offensive line, I think they're better. I think they'll be able to run behind those guys. And then you look at Trent McDuffie and Chris Jones, the pass rushing and coverage roles of the game, very key there. I think they have the difference makers there as well. That's why I'm picking the Chiefs. I just think they have the more important players, even though their roster all the way through may not be as good position by position.
I lied. Do you have time for one more?
I do.
Okay. All right. So I know you were at the Senior Bowl. You mentioned the East-West Shrine game. I know it's a deep class for edge, pass rushing, defensive ends. I've heard you talk about that. I've read some of your coverage. I'm still way far behind, so forgive me if I'm wrong. Okay. Is the class deep enough that you would say, okay, at 29, if we add, meaning the Commanders, a veteran, like a Khalil Mack or somebody like that, and not a Myles Garrett, and we invest the number 29 overall pick in whoever the best remaining edge is, do you think that that is a sound strategy, or do you have to, even with as deep as the class is, do you have to do whatever it takes to get a Myles Garrett, because Myles Garrett is Myles Garrett?
Man. Yeah, that's a really tough one. You know, Myles Garrett has been consistently elite in our pass rush metrics. He's basically going to be a defense in himself if you trade for him. But we've seen Dan Quinn be able to make people relevant on the defense. I mean, Dorrance Armstrong, he's now made relevant for two straight years, yeah, both with the Cowboys and the Commanders. I will say, this edge class is so deep that I'd be comfortable going even into the hundreds and potentially getting, again, it's a real toss-up in the draft, but the way the consensus looks at it and the way the metrics look at it from the college level, you can go all the way up to like a Josiah Stewart, for example, who plays in Michigan, who's like at the 100 consensus big board level, and you still may be able to get a quality edge rusher there. I think that could be a good strategy, but in my opinion, the best landing spot for the Commanders would be Myles Garrett, because you already have that guy on offense in Jaden Daniels, who you want to build around. You add just one more of those players on defense, and I think between Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, they'll be able to make an environment around those guys where a lot of other guys can play off of them and be successful.
Awesome. Awesome. Great answer there. Great stuff as always, Sam. Always appreciate you and everybody down at Sumer Sports. You guys do a tremendous job, and I can't, you know, thank you all enough for making some time for me throughout the week. You, Lindsay, Sean, Matt, who obviously arranged all of this stuff. I appreciate you all, and have a great weekend. Have a beignet on me, okay?
My pleasure.
There you go. That is Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports and SumerSports.com. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Bruckhaus Sports. We put it on our timeline, Bruckhaus. So two H's, A-U-S, Sports, Bruckhaus Sports on Twitter, X, Twix, whichever way you want to call it. From New Orleans, coming up, Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette, the last time the Chiefs lost in a Super Bowl, it was because Playoff Lenny and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers took care of business. He'll appear with us on behalf of Lowe's Home Improvement and Rebuilding Together in about 12 minutes or so on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
All right, once again, thanks to Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports, for joining us. Just a couple of news and notes, more notes than anything, on Super Bowl 59. Again, like everybody knows what's at stake here, right? The Eagles won a championship under Doug Peterson, what was that, 2017? Maybe the 2018 Super Bowl, I guess it was. But then they lost to the Chiefs a couple of years ago in a back-and-forth wild-ass game. And if Jalen Hurts doesn't make that one mistake, the fumble, Nick Bolton, right, and the return, maybe they win. Couple of guys that I think are going to be really key to whether each side wins. One, on Kansas City, you heard a lot about Chris Jones, right, and rightfully so. George Karlaftis is a guy that if the Chiefs are going to win, I would expect you're going to see, like, he's going to be an impact player, you know, at least one sack. Let me give you a number. He's got 7 sacks in 9 career postseason games. So much attention goes to Chris Jones, they forget about George Karlaftis. If you have a prop about whether, or a prop opportunity about whether you can get Karlaftis over like 0.5 sack, I would absolutely hop on that. Okay? Mention Nick Bolton, the fumble recovery for the touchdown in the last Super Bowl matchup. Let me give you one more on the other side. That we did kind of touch on. Remember when we were talking about Kelce and going against that zone defense of the Eagles and how good Zach Bond is in pass coverage and why I think Kelce is not going to be a huge impact on this game between C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Zach Bond, Blankenship, what have you, and maybe I'm overlooking something here. Bond, 4th playoff game in a row if he can get a turnover with a takeaway. So he's got 3 games in a row, including the conference championship game, with a takeaway. This would be his 4th. And let me give you one other thing about the Eagles that isn't getting enough attention. I think Sean Syed mentioned this yesterday with us, but I could be wrong on that. But this is a guy I talked about going a lot into the conference championship game, Nolan Smith. He's looking to become the first player since 1982 with a sack in 4 straight games in a single postseason. He has a half or more sacks in each of his first four career playoff games. So just some superlatives to keep an eye out on for Sunday. Coming up next, Leonard Fournette from New Orleans, Super Bowl hero from a couple of years ago for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and a New Orleans native. He will join us and get his perspective on Saquon Barkley and more. That's next after a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, the Wizards return home tonight, and they will do so against the very, very good Cleveland Cavaliers. 41-10 on the year for Cleveland. Washington just the opposite, 9-41, but they are riding a three-game streak. You can hear it with Dave Johnson and company after Craig Hoffman starting at 6:45 from Capital One Arena. Meanwhile, the Super Bowl, of course, as we keep talking about, Super Bowl 59 between the Kansas City Chiefs going for the three-peat, the Philadelphia Eagles going for their second Super Bowl in the Howie Roseman era. Of course, these two teams met just a couple of years ago. A wild one indeed, Kansas City winning the first of the three. They will clash on Sunday night from New Orleans. You can hear it right here on the Team 980. Coverage underway right around 2:30 in the afternoon following Maryland basketball right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And one other note from the NBA. Forgot to pass this along. How about this? 91-year-old Hubie Brown getting ready to broadcast his final NBA game. That's right. He was an assistant once at William & Mary, not too far from here. Again, 91 getting set to call his final game. He'll work Sunday's game between Philadelphia and Milwaukee and then call it quits. And that's what's trending. All right, back here on the Team 980 as we approach Super Bowl 59. And, of course, one of the great things about the Super Bowl is all of the wonderful things it does for the host communities, New Orleans, Louisiana. And, of course, everybody knows how important New Orleans is to our country and everything that has gone on good and not so good down in that area. But one thing that is really good is the 30th annual Kickoff to Rebuild event in New Orleans. And we're joined now by Leonard Fournette, of course, former NFL running back and Super Bowl champion, and as well Maureen Carlson, who is the CEO of and president of Rebuilding Together on behalf of Lowe's Home Improvement. Guys, appreciate your time. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. I guess, Maureen, we'll start with you. Why is this project so important? And Leonard, I know you got involved, obviously, because of who you are and it's your hometown. But Maureen, you know, like, obviously you guys are doing a tremendous thing here, and that can't be lost in a football game. It's so important to help out the people that need help and to rebuild communities, right?
Yeah, thanks for asking and appreciate you focusing on it. Yeah, we're here in New Orleans, but we're on the ground every day across the country in more than 100 markets. And our goal is to keep people healthy in their homes. So these are people on fixed incomes that have some serious hazardous things going on in their house. And at no cost, we come in and with partners like Lowe's, try to fix that for them so that they can thrive, their family can thrive, and in doing so, their community can thrive. So it's a great cause, and we appreciate you focusing on it a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. And Leonard, obviously you being a New Orleans native and a Super Bowl champion, how did you want to get involved and get boots on the ground and do something more than just lend your name?
We've been together. We did this a couple years ago in Arizona. So this is my second year with them. We've been together and also partnered with Lowe's to better the community that I was brought up in. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, 7th Ward, a couple of blocks over from St. Rock, which is called the 8th Ward. Mm-hmm. But right now, just building these homes, these communities up, you know, for the next generation. Thanks to my partners who's doing a tremendous job all over the world. And thankful they came to my city where I was born and raised to help out people in my community in the future.
And this is really for both of you, considering the unfortunate tragedy that happened earlier this year, considering, you know, all of the things that New Orleans has been through weather-wise, and we know some of the things about, quite honestly, the foundation and the fabric of the city. It means a lot every year to be able to do this, and like you said, Marina, every day in every community, but does it mean a little bit more because it's New Orleans and, I guess, the significance of the city itself and what it means to the fabric of America?
I can start if you're okay with
that. It's fine.
So we help a lot of different kinds of people, right? So we help veterans and we help people with disabilities and we help families with children to make sure that they're healthy. But one of the things we actually do is we're boots on the ground for a long time after a natural disaster. So in New Orleans in particular and all around the Gulf, it's really important for us to be here because we're not part of the people. We are on the ground right away, but we're here for a really long time, helping those communities rebuild their homes and get back into a safe environment. So that's why it's important in a whole host of reasons, but I know you probably have your thoughts on that.
It's pretty much the same, going through Katrina. And we had to, like I say, rebuild our lives. So rebuilding together is the same shape and form which I had as a younger kid, which I had them. So just trying to do the same, pay it forward for the things I couldn't do. They're doing it for the next generation, next families. And without rebuilding together and our Lowe's, we wouldn't be here. So make sure y'all donate to the cause. You know, everything, every donation counts.
Absolutely. And as you guys hear, it's the 30th annual Rebuilding Together kickoff to rebuild program. Of course, with Lowe's Home Improvement, obviously involved in this, Leonard Fournette and Maureen Carlson, our guest from Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. All right, Leonard, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Super Bowl, right, and the on-field component. Now, I don't know about you, the Kansas City Chiefs, let me see, they're going for 1, 2, 3 Super Bowls in a row. But I seem to remember a guy, what was his name, Playoff Lenny, they used to call him.
Yeah.
Pretty much destroyed the Kansas City Chiefs with some help from, Tom Brady and Todd Bowles and company in the only time during this stretch that the Kansas City Chiefs have lost in a Super Bowl. Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah, it was a dynamic game from not just myself, but the entire team.
Yeah.
Pat is I've known Pat since college, so let me see. Our record is probably 2-2. I beat him in college. He beat me, I think twice in the NFL. So, like I say, it's going to be a great game to see him and Saquon go at it. Two great teams, two great coaches. I'm just excited to watch it. Hopefully it comes down to the wire to be a good game. I think it's going to be about a field goal, but we'll see. So that's just my prediction.
Well, he may have gotten you a couple times, but you got him when it mattered the most, man. Yes. speaking of that game, because people wonder what goes through the mind of an athlete the day of the game. I know it was a weird situation because of COVID, only 25,000 people there, but it was in your home stadium. So, again, weird. What was that day like for you knowing, hey, man, I played in some big games, but this is the Super Bowl?
I treat it like a normal day. I had my family come in town. Actually, the entire week, I still was playing a video game every day, the same I do, as it was in one of the biggest games in the world. So I kept everything calm, cool, and I just was being me at the end of the day.
You mentioned Saquon Barkley. I was in Philadelphia for the NFC Championship game because I normally cover the Washington Commanders. And, well, it didn't take very long. And I said all week, you can't let 5 turn into 50, 6 turn into 60. Yeah. Is that the key to control? You're not going to shut down Saquon Barkley, but bottling him up, not missing tackles, not taking bad angles. What is the key in your mind from a running back's perspective to at least controlling or somewhat limiting Saquon Barkley?
That's kind of hard to answer because Philadelphia is blocking well for Saquon. He's doing the rest. He's making defenders miss. Secondary, he's outrunning them. He's doing what he has to do just to put his team in the best position that they could be to win. So I can say, man, it's 3-4 guys tackling him, stopping his feet, get him before he gets started. That's what I can say. So everything starts with the defensive line. the scheme that the defense is going to run against him. So it should be an interesting game.
Yeah, before he gets downhill. Leonard, you said it's going to be a field goal game. Maureen, do you have a quick prediction here before we run out of time? You think it's going to be a close game or?
With all my football experience playing, I'm hoping it's going to be a close game.
Well, I think America hopes it's going to be a close right. game as well. And, you know, whoever wins is whoever wins. But I know you guys are on a tight schedule. I want to commend both of you, obviously, for your participation and the initiative in rebuilding together. And again, this is not a first time event. We've done a couple of these the last couple of years. So I appreciate you guys being involved, you know, with me and sharing to our audience what the kickoff to rebuild is at the Super Bowl and rebuilding together. Maureen Carlson, the president and CEO of Rebuilding Together, and Leonard Fournette, of course, longtime great NFL running back, Super Bowl champion of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and so much more. I really appreciate you guys joining us. Have fun in New Orleans the rest of the weekend. And obviously, you're doing a great thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Leonard Fournette, Super Bowl hero from just a couple of years ago. It seems like forever ago, but Playoff Lenny was the man. He had like 90 yards rushing and like 48 yards receiving in that Tampa win over Kansas City. And I remember what I remember most about that Super Bowl was, besides Todd Bowles and Tampa's pass rush kicking the Kansas City's offensive line's ass and Patrick Mahomes, and boy, did I know that was coming. I mean, I screamed about that all week leading up to that. Oh, I was on that like white on rice, baby. I got that. I nailed that. After that, of course, Kansas City invested a lot of resources in rebuilding their offensive line. And outside of left tackle, it's kind of worked. And that's part of like what we don't know about this game. Like, they invested a lot of money in left guard Joe Tooney in free agency, and he's been really good. Remember, they lost Allegretti as his backup, who played in the Super Bowl last year to Washington. But they've had to put Tooney at left tackle some because their left tackle situation has been so bad. So I wonder what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. Nobody seems to exactly know. And then if that could be an advantage, again, remember we mentioned Nolan Smith just a little bit ago, right? And Sam Bruckhaus mentioned, maybe it wasn't Sam, maybe it was Chance I had yesterday. But we mentioned Nolan Smith and how good he's been down the stretch here for the Eagles. So we will see how that works out. All right, let's take a timeout, and then we will come back, and we'll grab Athan, and it looks like Sean in Connecticut, a couple of our faves. We will grab them as soon as we can, because we're expected to have Dave Mason on from Bet Online, all the different props that you can bet, including Andy Reid cheeseburger consumption after the game. That is scheduled for a little bit after 3 o'clock, so I want to make sure we give an opportunity for that. If not, we'll mix up more of your phone calls, game thoughts, predictions. Jaden Daniels, Offensive Rookie of the Year, not a surprise. Josh Allen, MVP. I think that is a surprise to a lot of people, but it is absolutely the right decision. Plus, a very small Hall of Fame class. We'll discuss that as well on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, 10 in front of 3 right here on a Feel Good Football Friday. Down the stretch we come. Super Bowl 59 and more. Got to get into the Hall of Fame. Josh Harris also spoke again briefly last night. There was to Greg Rosenstein, Steen, whatever, NFL media. Said it's time to move on, baby. Yes, indeed. No truer words spoken. They should have, like, moved on, I don't know. Well, actually, the Commanders did. But they should have moved on from Josh earlier. That being said, no time like the present. So let's check in with our pal, Athan in Annapolis here. Double A, how are you, pal?
I'm good, my friend, and just wanted to say, you mentioned Jaden Daniels' dad earlier. He's very involved in his life. I got him a football coach when he was younger. He was at the draft when he got drafted. He was at the Bengals game.
That's what I thought, but I was surprised to hear Jaden not acknowledge him last night. So maybe he just forgot. I don't know.
I'm not totally sure, but I do know that, you know, his mother is his agent, and she's basically his shadow, which is a little concerning considering what Tom Lavero said on the Kevin Sheehan podcast months ago. That, you know, and again, time will play itself out to see if she's a positive influence in his career or somebody who is a hindrance. I don't know the lady, so I'm not going to say anything positive or negative about her. It is a little weird to always see a parent next to their child and her coming out and saying what she's saying about dating, but that's just her being a mother.
Yeah, so, I know there were some things at Arizona State that Tom had talked about. I don't think he did the original reporting on it. It was The Athletic, if I remember correctly. And there were some concerning signs. Now, my understanding is a lot of the hands-on involvement kind of went away at LSU. Here it's been a little bit of a mix. I mean, she's definitely omnipresent. You know, she was at a pep rally that Tailgate Ted put together in Philadelphia. You know, obviously Jaden was not, so it's not like she's not capable of just doing her own thing. And, you know, quite honestly, as long as she doesn't start manipulating, you know, things like Robert Griffin's dad did, then I'm cool. You know, the second you start seeing that, then I'm concerned, you know.
Exactly, and that's what I would say. His contract is going to come up for negotiation in 2 years. She's his agent, so that remains to be seen. Second thing, real quick, I think my biggest thing, like you just mentioned the offensive line a couple of years ago for the Chiefs, what's Philadelphia's offensive line going to be like? Because they were banged up in the championship game against us, and they had to put their center in there, and he could barely stand up.
Well,
I mean, he managed to play well against us. So I'm curious to see what their offensive line is like, because I think if Philadelphia's offensive line holds up, they win this game.
Well, and that's why I brought that up to Sam Bruckhaus about Landon Dickerson and who am I forgetting about? The center, Cam Jurgens. Now, Jurgens obviously came in and played, you know, that game, even though, like, people thought he was not going to. So here's the, the practice report or the injury, I guess, report. Yesterday, Nick Gates, who was obviously here yesterday, Brandon Graham and Devontae Smith were limited in terms of full practices. The offensive line guys, both Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens, were full go yesterday and have been throughout the week. So that is a positive sign for the Eagles. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't get banged up again once the game gets going, and that's what you never know, right? So, I mean, we have the injury reports that suggest that they are healthy going in, but that doesn't mean that they're 100% healthy. It just means they're fully able to practice.
Well, that's a good thing then, because I want to see a good Super Bowl. And last thing, I think Lamar and Josh Allen, it was like a horse race, and Josh Allen came out by a nose, but I think you could have gone either way with either of them. I wouldn't have seen something wrong with Lamar getting it. It just, Josh Allen, though, was probably more of an impact on his team just by a hair.
Gotcha. I appreciate you. Thank you, Double A. Let you run on that. I tell you what we're going to do. We're scheduled to be joined by Dave Mason from Bet Online. So I want to take the time out now, Chris. We'll take it, and this way, if we have some time in between or if it doesn't post, whatever, we'll be able to take all the calls. But I want to make sure we give ourselves the best chance to have the best fluidity, if you will, on the radio program. So stay tuned. Hang in there. We will get to you either way. Again, Dave Mason from Bet Online expected to join us talking about all the Super Bowl action, props, and all that good stuff. That is scheduled next. And we will try and make everything fit together into one nice little puzzle right here on a Feel Good Football Friday final hour of power as we approach Super Bowl 59. Stay with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.